Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Welcome to the Bowen Buzz. Today we get to meet Desley Fawkes. Desley's a Bowen instructor and a Bowen therapist from Queensland who now resides in Brisbane. But she has been around the Queensland area for a few years in different spots. And if you've ever been to a Bowen conference, Desley will be the one up the front with the microphone singing her heart out because she's got an amazing voice and always entertains wherever she goes. And I'm sure you'll be entertained today as we meet Desley. Welcome to the Bowen Buzz, Desley.
Hey, thank you, Chris.
So I want to catch up with you because you're a Bowen instructor and have been for quite some time.
Yes.
And you run a successful business in Bowen business in Brisbane.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah. Virginia Northside, yeah.
Virginia Northside.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, do you want to tell us a bit about, what I'd like to know first, perhaps, is how you got into Bowen in the first place? Like, what did you do when you were younger, perhaps?
Okay. 14 years in retail, and then had the opportunity to work as a front of desk and CA for a, which is a chiropractic assistant, for a really busy chiropractic centre in Mackay. So my grounding with them was really, really, really good. And then some of the chiropractors actually went and had the opportunity to learn Bowen with Ozzie Lane back in the early 90s. And so I could see already that this particular modality was something that I could possibly learn because I didn't require any medical background or any anatomical background at the time.
So these chiropractors were incorporating Bowen therapy into their chiropractic clinic?
Clinic, yeah.
Back in early
1992. They were mostly using it with, doing the shoulder procedure, so their little add-ins for them. Also the TMJ procedure was really one that they liked. And I thought, gosh, maybe I could learn this because I didn't need to have huge amounts of
prior knowledge.
Mm, yes,
great. Yeah. So you decided to go along and do a course. Where did you do that?
I did that in Townsville. I was a 4-day course with Glenn Stammers. Incredible 4 days, but talk about having the effects of Bowen therapy. It was, I think I cried for 3 days afterwards because it was just so intense. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah. And then did you start a practice from there? Where did you go with your Bowen?
Yeah, well, I was already in a practice. I'd already started a massage practice in Western Mackay. It was about 30 km Western Mackay, in a little place called Marion. And once I did the Bowen, that 4 days, I was just, I already knew that I was going to go. I already knew I was going to be an instructor.
Right.
I loved it so much. So within months of, bringing the Bowen into the clinic, I had a really busy, by the end of the year, I had an amazing Bowen clinic and probably hardly 2 people who I massaged.
Right. So it was easy to convert your clients over to Bowen?
Yeah, because I was just, it's like something that you really love doing. It's very easy to swing into that practice rather than the massage. And I had so many more, I think massage is wonderful, but the benefits, the immediate benefits of Bowen were really good.
Right, because that's one of the things that some of our trainees or our students struggle with if they come from a massage background.
Yes.
And they think, oh, how do I get my massage client to try Bowen in the first place?
Well, I used to encourage, say to them, if they came from massage, and then I'd say, look, next week if they had a problem, I'd say, let's just try, putting in, doing a complete treatment of Bowen, because I knew that they would convert, And then if they later on needed to have just a touch of massage, then we would bring that back in. But most of them converted really quickly. They just found that the beautiful peacefulness of Bowen, because it works on the central nervous system as well, they were getting actually more depth of treatment than what they were from From a massage.
Great. And so then you went on to become an instructor after that? What was that process?
Yes, we were, because I always thought that's what I wanted to do. So I remember it was in about 1998, we were at a conference with Ozzy and Elaine at Caloundra, doing the very first SP1 course. And we all a lot of us had approached Ozzy about becoming a teacher. So he put us into a program where all of us could start this, the study of becoming a instructor. And then by 2000, we completed in Melbourne, we were given our certificates for teaching.
Great. So where did you start teaching? What area?
Mackay.
You're still in Mackay at that time.
Mackay then. Mm. And I would teach Mackay, 3 hours west to Claremont and 3.5 to 4 hours south to Rockhampton was my district. And then from there also incorporated Cairns. So I would fly to Brisbane then off to Cairns and also did my first class in Cairns. And that was just amazing. My time was just, jumping. Well, by that time I'd left the clinic in North Queensland. And I was actually I came to live in Brisbane in 2005, and that's what I did. I just jumped on a plane. Every 4 days I'd come back, I'd wash my clothes, repack my bag, and I'd go somewhere else. And it was great. You know, it was like getting it out to the world, getting it out to Australia anyway, what we were doing.
Yeah, and you're a really enthusiastic person yourself, and from reports that I get, and I haven't been in one of your classes, but reports I get that you have really great rapport with your students and you have a lot of fun in your classes.
Yes.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways that you sort of, that comes through in your classes?
Well, we always, I always say to everyone, even on the very first day, I said, you'll never fail in my class because there is no such thing as fail.
As in you won't let them?
They won't let them. Because, as a student in my early days, I had a fear of never being able to get it right on the day when I needed to get it right. So I try to make them feel really comfortable. We have lots of music, of course. With the studying, we break it down into sections where at the end of each day we always, go over everything we've done. There's never too many questions. If someone has to ask me the same thing 4 times, I'm really happy to answer it 4 times because sometimes you just don't quite get what is expected of you, and there's never any ridicule or it's always their comfort zone. We start the comfort in the class. Lots of fun, lots of laughter. We form groups on Facebook. We have, every one of us have a group on Facebook that's a private group for that particular class. So at any time I'm accessible for questions and we post up things, we try to bring it so that it's always like a nice family group by the time we finish.
Right. So it sounds like a really positive environment, yeah?
Yeah, and it's like if anyone is struggling, it's not just about one person, it's about the whole team supporting, because really that's what life's about, isn't it?
Support.
And that's what you want to put through to your clients when they come in too, that you're there for a purpose. And
that's great.
It's to give some, some comfort, yeah.
And you also run a successful practice now in Brisbane.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you work out of there? Are you full time there? How does that work?
Well, I was full time, but taking on the diploma training as well, which is a little bit the duty of care for yourself. So I have students that have become diploma students, so I've given them the opportunity of working in my clinic. We have Sean on a Monday. We have myself on a Tuesday. There's my daughter who's trained in diploma and SP, got through to SP2, and she works Wednesdays and Fridays. And then on Saturdays we have Darren, who's also trained with me.
Great.
So we have, it's just totally dedicated to Bowen, my clinic.
Right, fantastic. And one of the things that students often ask, or people as they're completing their certificate for, is, this question about starting a practice and how do I get a clientele? I've done my qualification and now I open my door. How do I get started? Where do I get people from? You got any tips there?
I was just so keen, I guess, that I, just put up the banners and advertised. But There's lots of ways you can go about setting up your practice, and one I think is really important is to be present as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that if you want to be taken as a credible person, you need to present that. So I would certainly encourage, although even in the Bowen courses now we have the practice management and learning all the places to go, but just make sure that you advertise. You know, you can go to local groups, you know, so if you're not sure if you're involved in any sort of exercise groups or perhaps sporting places, I also target trying to join a BNI group, you know, like a business group.
Yep.
I find that's really important because then other business people are going to support you and, you know, they're going to refer on to, you know, that's the whole job of a business group.
That's a good idea. And I'll put in the show notes, I'll put the link to the BNI website so people can look and see, find if there's a BNI in their area.
Yeah,
and if there's not a Bowen therapist in that BNI, it is a fantastic way to get known in the area and to meet other professionals.
And the other thing, Chris, I did too was I went to places like Rotary and I gave talks and demonstrations at Rotary, got involved in any of the activities of, if there's any other conferences being held in my city, I would get involved in, you know, just and get a group of people if you have a few other Bowen therapists. You know, and also I supported a few of the girls that were setting up rural Queensland, like where they had opening their clinic. So we made a big deal out of the clinic opening as a Bowen therapy clinic. So we had like six in a car. We went out and supported her and did treatments, like little mini treatments on people. Right. You know, just
to let people know.
No,
that's great.
It feels like
Well, thanks for that. Some really good tips there. That's really good. And Bowen therapy in general. Do you have What's the number one love of Bowen? What do you love about Bowen therapy? What's the number one take home?
Take home as a therapist or as
As a therapist in Bowen therapy in general.
Okay, so I have, as a person personally, I've found that the treatment itself is, if you're feeling, I live a crazy life, so if you're feeling really overwhelmed or anything like that, you know, you can have a Bowen, and it's just centers you back and brings your body back to balance very, very quickly. As an instructor, I've witnessed some amazing people who've come in, and probably they're doing it because they think they want a change of life, but they've got no idea what that life change is going to be. And I've seen them, you know, grow, personally, develop into a really amazing therapist as well as a business person.
Yeah.
So they walk away with just an incredible gift in their hand as something that's going to be able to share with other people as well.
That's fantastic. And you often say to people, you don't know, you know, you've got no idea how much Bowen can change your life once you start. It's amazing,
you
isn't
it? And it's just, you know, it's from everything, you know, from your structural body to your mental body state, it works on all systems.
Fantastic. Now, can you remember perhaps a client that really just blew you away with what you're able to do for them with Bowen? Does anyone that stands out or?
I have so many stories, but I have a little boy who the grandmother actually asked me the story. She came to me, she was my client, and she wanted, I won't mention any names, but this little boy meningitis, febrile, you know, more like a, but
like
anyway,
convulsions,
like convulsions, yeah, he had dreadful result from this. Anyway, so he became, he was very debilitated as a little tiny one. He couldn't hold his head up, he couldn't manage his own, evacuations of body, you know.
Right.
It was a really, and she said to me, do you think there's anything you could do? And he also couldn't walk, you know, he was in little calipers. So I said, you know what, let's just try and see, because at the time I was in my very early stages of Bowen, so I had no idea of what the outcome would be. And
do you think the meningitis had caused a brain trauma? Is that what it was?
Well, it was actually, actually something that was administered to him that caused it.
Right, okay.
And so yep. What happened was that his temperature went too high.
Right, okay.
So it automatically
caused a neurological problem. Yeah. Yep, okay.
So then his functions, like he couldn't hold his head up, he would dribble, all his functions were out of. And these parents were told that he would never recover from this. He would always be debilitated.
So he's brought to you, and you said, let's give it a go.
Well, I said to his mum, let me work on him as a case study. And she said, I'll pay you for that to happen. So we agreed on a price for him to come, because I said, you're going to need to bring him every week for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the long story short was she did bring him to me for a long time. And we worked through everything from him being able to manage his toiletries by feeling, the feeling came back for him to know when to tell mum that he needed to go to the toilet, or he could go by himself because they had to bowel wash him all the time and he would wee himself all the time, to the point of his legs being able to work. You know, he actually got strength in his legs and he could walk to the point where we could take he got to take the calipers off his legs.
Right.
His speech, everything. By the time, and I worked, it wasn't like one of those miracles. It was a lot of heart. It was a lot of.
How long did you see him for?
I probably seen him for like 2 years.
And on a weekly basis?
On a weekly basis.
Right.
And then we were able to get him out to a little bit longer than that. But to the point of where this little boy now has the ability, you know, to walk, to run, you know, and, you know, I remember walking into a show. His parents were really involved in the local school was a dance school, and he was going to see his siblings dance in the school. And I remember walking into this concert and him calling out and saying, "Mom, there she is," you know. And I mean, what a gift is that, you know, because it was like, you know, how beautiful, because you've given, and to me, that's the most best gift.
That's fantastic.
Very
getting
emotional.
A bit emotional there, Des. That's really good. No, I really appreciate your time.
The panda's failing.
Yeah, you're telling your story.
I know the story is a beautiful story, and I love now, because that boy would be, he'd have to be 18
right
now, and I just, when I go, I'd love to meet him again, you know, see where he's at. Yeah.
Change his life.
Yeah.
Good on you. That's a fantastic thing.
Bowen changed.
Yes,
life.
That's right. We are humble. We are just
the facilitator.
That's right. The facilitator. It's great. Look, I really appreciate you spending the time with us today.
Oh, I'm happy to spend the time. Anytime anyone wants to hear about Bowen, I'm happy to talk.
That's great. Because we're sitting here in Brisbane, and it's about 38 degrees as we sit here.
We're in Sydney.
It feels like Brisbane. Sorry. We're sitting here. We caught up with Des in Sydney, and we see, as I said, it's about 38 degrees, and we're both sitting here sweating buckets. But really appreciate that. And if you have any questions, then the other thing I really quickly wanted to say to you, Desley, is you do a specialised workshop for practitioners, a postgraduate workshop called The Core Connection. Is that right?
Yep. Coccyc TMJ.
Right. Okay.
And how they connect together. And I might add that that was the biggest turning point for that little boy I just told you the story on, was because the coccyc TMJ, coccyc is the first, when you study embryology, coccyc is the tail that comes in, and then it connects within the first, 12 days, we're up to the brain. So brilliant.
Okay.
Yeah, love it.
Great workshop. So for therapists out there looking to do a continuing education or PD workshop, to keep an eye out for the Core Connection. Great.
Thanks
for that, Des.
No worries. Yeah.
Very good. Well, there you go. Thank you for listening for the Bowen Buzz. And if you've got any questions, certainly drop us a line and let us know. And I'll put any of the connections to Desley into the show notes along with the BNI. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the buzz. You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.